Guatemala has small country, but has, we have 23 different volcanoes in there. Some of them are active, some of them are not. And this one in particular is very small, one of the small ones, but it's the one that's most of the time active on it. And it's about 30 miles from the city. And back then I was working as the official photographer of the First Lady of Guatemala, which sounds like a big deal, but well, it was kind of big deal. It was fun. It gave me a chance to travel a lot and go through the countryside in Guatemala that I never look at it. And once you're a photographer and you're in the countryside, and it's everything is so beautiful. Well, this day, the volcano erupted, and it was crazy. It was something. One of the best experiences of my life. It was unbelievable. We have a big crew of people. We have someone was taking film. I was taking the pictures, and we were interviewing people around the volcano. And finally, we got since we were working with the government, we have an access to go up there, really close to it. And I was running like crazy, like a little kid in the candy store. I was going up, up, and up, and up, like crazy. And you can start feeling all the heat that's coming out of that. It's something you can't actually express. You have to be there. It's one and a lifetime experience. I was had the chance to get really, really close to the lava, and it was crazy because a lot of people were saying that you're gonna hurt yourself, you do this and that, and I didn't care. I remember it was so hot, it was really, really hot. I mean, the lava is coming out of there about 1,000-something degrees. It was crazy. And I didn't care. I was just shooting and shooting. I was there up for about 3.5 hours. I remember this big tree in the middle of one of the lava rivers. That it was right there, in the middle of it, when I got there. When I left, after 3 hours, it was still standing there. How? I don't know how. It's something that, you know, natural. But it was amazing experience. And actually start coming down, I noticed that my boots, which was actually really hard working boots, they were wide open. It was so hot, and I got so close to it. When, like I said before, when you have the passion to do something, sometimes you don't measure risks. And that was one of those moments that I was just going for it. I was gonna take those pictures, and that was all that was in my head, taking the best shot possible. And it was just a great experience. I remember there was this little kid, what, 7, 8, 9 years old maybe, that was crying close there when I was going down. And I asked him, why are you crying? What's wrong? And he explained to me that his little dog went after, he was just playing, and he doesn't know why the dog tried to jump across the river of lava. And he was waiting for the dog to come back. The poor kid was crying, and I didn't want to say, you know what, your dog is not coming back. You know, when you're a little kid and you're poor, you have a little dog, oh, it's a big deal. So, of course, he was waiting for the dog there. And I still have a little picture of the kid in there. But like I say, I mean, talking about it, it was an amazing experience, one of the best experiences of my life. And, you know, one of those things that you had to be there.